Good morning, people of God. Welcome to the Voice of the Shepherd from King of Grace Lutheran Church in Waukon and Trinity Lutheran Church in Kalmar. We read from Matthew chapter 15. And Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon." But he did not answer her a word. And his disciples came and begged him, saying, "Send her away, for she is crying out after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." And he answered, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire." And her daughter was healed instantly. The Canaanite woman had heard the good news about Jesus. We don't know all that she knew, but we see that she trusted in his goodness and mercy. She heard about his miracles and that he was the Messiah, the Son of David. She believed this to be true, which is why she came to Jesus. She needed help. Her daughter was demon-oppressed. However, the woman wasn't received like we may have expected. In fact, Jesus seems to give her the cold shoulder. But the woman had persistent faith. She refused to believe that what she had heard about Jesus was untrue, even though it appeared like Jesus was her enemy. According to what she saw and felt, she should have rightly given up, but she didn't. This lesson teaches us that we cannot judge God by how we think or feel, but strictly by his word. Notice and pay close attention to what Jesus does not say. He doesn't say, "I won't help you," "I didn't come to save you," or "you are a dog." However, when we read this, we can't help but think that he leans more towards, "I won't hear you," "I didn't come for you," and "you are a dog." But Jesus never does say no. Although we should follow this woman's example, we often do not. We frequently fail to pray to God, and if we pray, we do it with hesitancy, as if God can't or won't help us. We do this because we fail to see who Jesus is, that he is our Lord, the Son of David, and the Son of God. We are often quick to give up on Jesus. If we don't know who Jesus is and trust his promises, we are not showing faith, but doubt. The Canaanite woman clung to Jesus' word. She humbly came to Jesus for help. When Jesus gives the illusion to the dog, she doesn't get offended. She actually finds solace in being called a dog, because even the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. And a crumb from the rich table of God's grace, which Jesus prepared for the children of Israel, is all that she would ask. And Jesus praises the faith of this woman because she trusted in Jesus, despite how things looked. We also humbly come to Jesus for help. God's law demands perfection, and we know that we are far from that. We are sinners and unworthy of the kingdom of heaven. We have nowhere else to turn, and so we pray, "Lord, have mercy." But this is not a wish or a doubtful prayer. We can say this with confidence that God will have mercy because we cling to God's word that it was for sinners like you and me that Jesus came. We hold the Jesus promise that he did not come to call the righteous but sinners to repentance. God wants all people to receive his forgiveness, and he does not put conditions on the gospel. It's not just for certain people or a few righteous ones. For scripture says, "Whoever believes on him will not be put to shame." That is God's promise to you. But why should we trust it? Because God keeps his promises. The Lord kept his promise to Adam and Eve, Abraham, David, and all the Old Testament believers that a Savior would come, born of a virgin. This Savior would carry the sins of the world on his back, stricken, smitten, and afflicted. By going to the cross, Jesus kept God's promises to us. He paid for our sins. He brought salvation to all nations, including the Canaanite woman. He defeated the devil and opened wide the gate of heaven so that he could say to you and me, as he said to the thief on the cross, "Today, you will be with me in paradise." When we are tempted and face the struggles of life, don't let your feelings cause you any doubt. We can hold God to his word that he loves us and he promises to forgive us. We can come before him confidently, just as a child goes to their dear father. May God give us wisdom of faith to trust his word of promise and cling to it, whether felt or not. Amen. You are listening to Pastor Abraham Fouksted on the Voice of the Shepherd, pastor at King of Grace Lutheran Church in Waukon and Trinity Lutheran Church in Kelmer. Please join us for one of our services at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings in Waukon or at 11 a.m. in Kelmer. You can also find us on Facebook or at our website. May God bless your week.